From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister, responsible for security, has resigned following a suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad Sunday. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Karada district looking for those still missing in one of the deadliest attacks to hit the Iraqi capital since the U.S. invasion in 2003. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday was asked, in light of the truck bombing, whether it's wise for Iraqi security forces to try to liberate the IS-held city of Mosul when the capital itself is in need of greater security.
Preventing those kinds of attacks from happening, the best way to do that is to take ISIL on in Iraq and to remove ISIL from the country to the extent possible. And that's what the coalition effort working alongside the Iraqis is trying to do.
Sunday's attack came about a week after the Islamic State was pushed out of the western city Fallujah in what was hoped would be an operation that would bring such bombing attacks in Baghdad to an end. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant.
I'm going back to Congo. I've got a fight, a peaceful fight for our country to have the first peaceful transition. I'm going back. I'm not scared about anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
The multimillionaire businessman who said he was seeking medical attention in Europe is accused of plotting against the state. He said he plans to lead a nonviolent protest aimed at incumbent President Joseph Kabila, who's not yet indicated whether he'll stand for re-election this year, despite a constitutional limit to two terms. This is VOA News. Saudi King Salman marked Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month Ramadan, by warning his country will strike against those who prey on young people who are vulnerable to extremism. The king's comments came after Monday's suicide bombing attacks that killed four security guards, and one occurred close to the Prophet's mosque in Medina. The UN human rights chief described the bombing as an attack on Islam itself. Although there's been no claim of responsibility, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said other recent attacks in Turkey, Bangladesh, and Iraq underscore the Islamic State's disdain for life, Muslim or non-Muslim.
We cannot say whether these attacks were coordinated or whether they were conducted by independent opportunists. As you know, investigations are still ongoing, and I'm not going to get ahead of those processes. But what we do know is that the goal of these attacks was to attract attention and to spread terror and to spread fear. They occurred during and at the end of Ramadan, the holiest time of the year for Muslims. So what's obviously evident is that Daesh certainly has no respect for Muslim life, life in general, or any respect for Islam itself.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held an impromptu meeting Tuesday with the Saudi foreign minister to discuss the fight against IS. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's recommending no criminal charges be brought against Democratic Party presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while Secretary of State. But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. For example, seven email chains concern matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received.
But he said investigators could find no evidence she clearly willfully sought to violate U.S. law. Heavy rains in south and central China have caused widespread flooding, killing nearly 130, wiping out crops and forcing tens of thousands from their homes. State media estimate economic damages at nearly $6 billion. The Italian Coast Guard says it rescued more than 4,500 migrants from the waters of the Mediterranean Tuesday alone in 30 separate operations. A South African judge is expected Wednesday to sentence Paralympian gold medalist Oscar Pistorius for the murder of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013. The 29-year-old double amputee found guilty by an appeals court last December. Stocks on major world markets continue to fall amid fears of recession and following Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index fallen nearly 3% in morning trading Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.